champ here. I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase, whammy, as in Gene Tennis at the plate.
Always gonna be here anyway. 720 WGN, Matt Bubala here with you, joining us on the phone, David Koechner. He's in town tonight in Arlington Heights. David Koechner, Symphony of Chaos at the Metropolis at 7:30 p.m. Still a couple of tickets available. Go to metropolisarts.com and get to say hi to David Koechner. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm great. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you very much. I have to ask you right away, how many times a day, I imagine not much when you're in L.A., but when you travel around the country working, how many times a day does somebody ask you to say whammy?
I'm disappointed if it doesn't happen at least three.
The over-under is three. And so you still look at it as, hey, that's a trademark, people love it, and they recognize me, and that means that that was very successful, and so I'm cool with that. It hasn't gotten to the point
of... It's a blessing, of course. Absolutely.
Well, you know how some people are, that you want to get past that one thing, and constantly, I've done a lot of other work.
I mean, you know, if you get one, you're so blessed. If you get two, you know, twice blessed, three, you're a miracle.
Well, David, so we're talking, of course, about Champ Kind from Anchorman and the second Anchorman movie and some shorts and different things. You've played Champ Kind a number of times. And you are such a, I've been going over your bio and your IMDb page. Dude, you work like crazy. You never stop working. We're talking from a comedy club right now. After you've had so much success that you could be a guy that kind of takes it easy and relaxes on things, but you're always out there working. Is that just a mindset, or is it that actors or comedians fear of, you never know when this is going to end?
I have no fear. It will never end for me. I know I'm going to be working till I don't want to anymore. I assume I'm going to work into my 80s. But I have five children, so it's part necessity. I've worked since I was 7 years old. I worked for my dad when I was seven. He had a manufacturing plant where he manufactured livestock trailers for turkeys. And so, you know, all I've known my life is work, and I'm fine with it.
And I imagine when you're doing something you really love, then it's not really work, right?
No, it is play. You know, they call it a play. They call it a screenplay. It's a teleplay, and your job is to play.
What could be more fun than that? Okay, so you mentioned growing up. You mentioned growing up and working. You grew up in Tipton, Missouri, which is about 2 hours outside of KC and about 3 hours outside of St. Louis. So does that mean you have to make a decision as a youth, or how does that work out? Which side do you go with?
I had cousins in Kansas City, so I was always a Chiefs and Royals fan.
So that was decided early.
That was it, yep. That was done and done. I remember watching the Chiefs in the longest game in history against the Miami Dolphins on Christmas Day. And I think that's when I got indoctrinated.
And the Chiefs are off to a good start. That was quite a game.
We're going to be off to a good start, a strong middle, and a stronger finish.
Really? Is this the year?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Wow, okay. And you go back to KC, you do a huge event there for Children's Hospital every year, right?
Yeah, we do a thing called Big Slick. It's hosted by Rob Riggle, Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, Eric Stonestreet, and myself. We raise money for Children's Mercy Hospital for cancer research. And this last year, we raised $1.7 million. Man. We bring in about 20 of our celebrity buddies and gals for a softball game at Kauffman Stadium, and then we do a big bowling tournament, and then we go visit the kids, and then we have a huge fundraiser that Saturday night, and we've made a difference, which is nice. And they've let us know. They told us specifically this year where our money goes to and what happens. And they had a major breakthrough, and I wish I could had the language to quote it what it was exactly, but they had a major cancer, a pediatric cancer breakthrough this year. And it feels really good to have, you know, participated in something you know you're making a difference.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. As I mentioned, your IMDb IMDb page goes on and on and on and on. You've been in a ton of movies, a ton of TV, done a lot of like animated voiceover. Is there a favorite type of work when it comes to TV or movies or voices?
Well, you know, there's something great about all of them. You know, I love live performance. There's nothing like it. You're in communion with the audience. TV is the next most immediate thing. Film is the patient run. But in film, you get probably more freedom to collaborate than any other thing, except for your own personal stand-up. And there's something always special and magical about film. But it's so that, you know, you get a little more excited, I guess, about a film.
Well, speaking of film, I have to ask you about Twin Peaks, because that's a blending of film and television. David Lynch just brought back the iconic TV show from the 90s, and you had a pretty integral role in a number of episodes. Had you ever worked with Lynch before? Did you have any idea what you were getting into there?
No, I had no idea. And when I auditioned, it was just an interview with the casting director, and you didn't even know what project you're meeting for. And then a week or two later, they said, oh, you just got cast in Twin Peaks, but you can't tell anybody until they announce it. So, yeah, I had already shot everything by the time it got announced, and people were like, congratulations. And I'm like, oh, no, that was a half a year ago.
Yeah. It was famously secret the whole time with that. When they're doing the press the press tours for it, they weren't saying anything about the show. And we heard that nobody got the script except for Kyle MacLachlan. Did you have much idea of what in the world you were shooting there except for what your little scenes were?
No idea. In fact, I didn't know what role I had. I was told I was going to be a detective, and I got the pages the night before I was supposed to work. And there were two detectives, so I didn't know which one I was going to be. And then I showed up to work the next day, and there were three detectives. I'm like, what's going on? And so then we met with David, and he said, okay, you're Fusco brothers. You figure out who's one, two, and three, and great, I'll see you after lunch. And it was just such a unique and magical experience. It was awesome.
That sounds like it could either be really awesome or incredibly frustrating. Was there a
Oh, no, no. I mean, you knew that it was going to be special, and you're just happy to be there.
Had you ever watched Twin Peaks when it first was out? You were probably in your mid-20s when the show first came
out. Yeah, I saw some of it, but, you know, this is before, DVR.
Yeah.
And so if you didn't have, a VCR, and you know you were ready to set it, then you're going to miss it. So I didn't see all of it.
And what about now? So you taped that stuff almost 2 years ago, right?
It was a year ago. It was in the spring, early. It was January and February of 2016.
Okay, so about a year and a half ago, and it finally airs.
Yeah.
Answer me honestly, David. Did you watch it? Did you get into it? Because this, and I love Twin Peaks. But, man, I could see where a lot of people are like, what in the world are we watching here?
Well, I'll be honest. Like, my wife and I have five kids. I can't watch anything. We don't have time. By the time we get to bed, we're like, oh, thank goodness, the day's over. All right. Is everybody in bed?
Yeah.
Is everything picked up? Did someone start the dishwasher? Are the dogs in the trash? let's go to sleep.
So is that how most of your work is? Like, unless it's a movie and you get out on the weekend, you just don't get much of a chance to really see it? Or do you not even like to watch it after you do it?
That's the truth. I don't get to see it. I get to hear about it.
Well, I'll tell you were really good in it, David. It was you and the Fusco brothers were really good comic relief, and it's that it's not just straight comedy. It's just the quirkiness of David Lynch, and however he gets it out of you guys, it was really good. So
good.
Kudos to you, sir. Superior Donuts on CBS comes back Monday, October 30th. It's set in Chicago. I know you guys don't film it out here. What can we expect in season two of the show?
I tell you, the show is only getting stronger. We've got such a wonderful, talented, dynamic cast. I love them all personally. They are such a joy to work with. It's like we're putting a play on every week. The writers have hit an amazing stride. We're back in production. We're shooting number four next week. I tell you, it's feeling really special. And I know that sounds like BS, but I'm just telling you from an actor's perspective, they've really found their groove, and I'm so excited about this season.
As somebody who works so much, David, on various TV shows and movies and all the time, is there ever a project you're dying to be a part of? Or are you always just looking forward to the next project? Because you're not somebody who's tied into one thing. You're always working on different stuff, it seems like.
It's a little bit of both, and you get excited when stuff's very special. I feel Superior Donuts is special. I did, obviously, like you said, Twin Peaks. I did Bill Burr's animated television show called F is for Family. That is a kick in the pants. It's so funny I can barely get through my lines when we have to do the voiceover. I'm happy anytime something seems to be a cut above.
Yeah. Are you getting choosier now that you've been around enough and you've got so much under your belt? Are you at a point where you can say, you know what, that doesn't seem like my type of thing? Or
if you look at my resume, you can tell I rarely turn things down. Again, but it's economics, man. Five kids, college is not cheap.
It is not cheap. I know. I've got four that are headed there eventually myself.
So. Oh, you get it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Trust me. Absolutely. All right. So then, in all honesty, David, as a good Midwestern guy who's very honest, what's the one thing looking back over your 166 credits, according to IMDb, is there one that you look back and I go, yeah, that was, I don't know what I was doing on that one.
Yeah, there's two. I always knew what I was doing, but there's a reason for it, and I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you privately one day. Folks can look through it, and they can decide which ones that are the two most embarrassing.
Well, that's a great, maybe you could incorporate that into part of the stage show. So let's go through the IMDb, the wheel of IMDb, and if you pick the ones that I really regret, I will give you a steak dinner.
Then I'll give you $5.
There you go.
I will tell you something. It's going to be a special show on Saturday because Into the Woods is going to start next week, the musical.
Yeah.
And they've already built the sets.
They'll
be on the stage. So this show, though it's called Symphony of Chaos, I might call the show David Koechner, Go Get Some Wood, because I'm going to have to incorporate the set into my show, and I'm going to try to do three songs from Into the Woods, but I'll have to make up the lyrics.
So this will be an exclusive show for Arlington Heights tonight.
It will never happen again.
Yeah.
This show will never happen again.
As somebody who works as much as you do, you don't need to go out and do stand-up comedy. You don't need to fly to Chicago for a night to do a show. Does it keep you sharp? Does it help you find new things? Why do it?
Yeah, always. You look forward to it. It's a fun, I don't want to say challenge, it's a joy, you know?
Yeah. When I look at your resume and look at, so 95, 96, you're on SNL, and then and you constantly work after that, but Anchorman doesn't come till almost a decade later. What is it like as a working actor, as a younger working actor, but you were in your 30s, you had SNL, but it's not like you became, one of the huge stars from that. So is there ever a time in your life where mom and dad are calling like, the family business is still going, son. If it's not working out, you can come back. Or are you like,
no,
it's no, there.
I made my decision. I made my decision when I decided to start.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. I never had any doubts.
I imagine that's the key for performers, isn't it? You can't ever say if this doesn't work
out. It's like you burn the bridge behind you and go, that's it. Climb that mountain. This is all that's going to happen.
Is there anything you're looking forward to over the year ahead? Is there a special project coming up?
Well, like that. I hope to be doing Superior Donuts for the next 9 months. And then hopefully we'll have a nice big fat movie in the summer. Don't know what it is yet, but in my mind, it's coming.
Are you trying to be more in control of that now? Are you producing more? Or do you want to be a director? Everybody wants to direct, David.
Oh, no, I have no desire to direct. That's a different mindset. That's not me.
Yeah.
But I am producing more. I mean, I've got four projects we're trying to push forward. You never know what's going to hit. Maybe nothing hits, but, you've always got to be developing stuff.
Is there anything people coming to the Metropolis to see you tonight should expect? Should they be prepared for anything? Should they have questions ready? What happens?
Maybe danger, whatever gets the most excited.
Be prepared, David Koechner, be prepared for danger. It's called Symphony of Chaos. It's at the Metropolis tonight at 7:30 p.m. Still a couple of tickets available. Go to metropolisarts.com and catch David Koechner live and in person.
Let's make magic, folks.
Anything special you'll be eating when you're in Chicago? I know in Kansas City, you got a lot of great food in Kansas City. You spent time at Second City in Chicago.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll be out in Arlington Heights, so I don't know the restaurants. My buddy Tony Petrillo is the president of Arlington Racetrack, and he's going to take me out to dinner. So we'll see. I'm sure we're going to get a nice fat steak.
I imagine you will. David Koechner at the Metropolis tonight, metropolisarts.com for tickets. Thanks so much for jumping on the phone.
Thank you, sir. Skyrocketing.